Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's hard out here. It's hard. And I agree with Steve W., who says, put them up, C. Dukes. I'm so tired of the whole narrative about how bad this draft was.
Seems like you, me, are the only one that gets it.
404-726-0929. Turtle is in for Mike today. He is out. A couple of news notes, and then we're going to take some phone calls. All right? NFL Blitz is you today. It's you. It's you telling us, hopefully, that you've chilled out, that you have taken a step back, that you have taken a deep breath. Or maybe you're with Turtle, and this is all baloney. I don't know. I just don't feel that bad about everything that played out the way it did. As I told you Friday, let me see the entire draft. Let me see what the class looks like. Let me see what they do. I think they did a really nice job.
And unlike Carl, callers, I am here for you. I understand your frustration. I understand why you think they blew it. Mm. I understand why you think this team, two premium positions short and wanting to contend for a Super Bowl, missed the boat.
Dirty Bird United hits me up on social media. Again, it's Dukes and Bell 929. It's 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Guys, we tell you all the time. News breaks. Things happen. You want to know about what's going on with our teams. 929 The Game. He says, Dukes, answer this. When's the last time the Falcons had a top five defense to end the season? I don't know, and I don't care, because we went to the Super Bowl without a top five defense. The Eagles had more sacks than damn near everybody except the 85 Bears. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Sometimes that can be overrated. Sometimes it just comes down to making a play. You know, like Matt throwing the ball to Julio, toe tipping and toes getting out of bounds, and then all of a sudden, poof, kick a field goal and maybe we're up two scores. Super Bowl 51, maybe it comes down to just playmaking.
Or how about the opposite of that? How about the team being able to get down Josh Dobbs, Kyler Murray, Will Levis in the fourth quarter and Rams. Not losing those games?
Rams.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Playmakers. Playmakers. Hey, apparently I owe somebody at the station here an apology. Uh-oh. Which, yeah, you guys know him pretty well, too. Because I was complaining last week about something that was not being done here. And I have received a message that says, I'm expecting a public apology today.
Okay.
So I will get to that in Guy Talk. That is on the way. All right. 404-726-0929. And I got to ask y'all about this tipping thing that happened to me this weekend. It's a must. I told Turtle and Orn about it, and they both kind of, their eyes were wide open. Sort of like Turtle's eyes when the draft happened. Hey, Chiefs, an all-pro tight end, Travis Kelce, have agreed to terms on a new 2-year contract extension, making him the highest paid tight end. That's a given. My question is he still going to be with Taylor Swift in 2 years? Well, in 2 seasons?
You know what this is, Carl?
What is this?
This is Taylor telling him, hey, Travis, I just dropped my latest album. I got to go back in the lab for another couple years to get the next one ready. So you go keep playing. Then after that one, we both ride off into the sunset together.
Yeah, well, that new album's hot.
Got to make those ends meet some kind of way, right?
Have you listened to the new Taylor Swift album?
I can't do Taylor Swift
albums. Have you listened to the new Taylor Swift album?
Not just bad again, but just might have listened to some things.
Okay, I don't want to turn off. You know
what?
You could have lied there. I don't want to turn off any of our listeners right now. There are a lot of Swifties out here.
I don't dislike Taylor Swift. I just don't. She's not in my rotation.
Okay, I feel you. I feel you. Listen, I'm a music. I love all types of music, so I always sample.
You are eclectic.
Very much so. I always sample, and I want to see, like, oh, I dig it, or maybe not, you know. But for whatever it's worth, like, didn't you tell me she had the most downloads, like, ever, like,
yeah,
when that album
she
came
has,
out?
She literally has, like, 80 million listeners a month on Spotify. It's some astronomical
That's
number.
Ridiculous. Yeah, and by the way, I know what our listeners, for the most part, what you guys are. But that doesn't mean you aren't closet Swiftie fans, all right?
I think, you know, here's a hot take.
There's a lot of people out there that like, I don't like Swiftie, and I'm like, how the hell is she selling all these records?
No. I think she's so popular right now that there is no such thing as a closet Swiftie fan. I think no matter if you're the jockeyest jock of the world or if you're the biggest nerd in the world and everywhere in between, it's okay to like Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yeah, I just
same thing with Beyonce.
I agree with that. I agree with that, Queen B. Patrick Mahomes tweeted out, by the way, it's Twitter, not X to me. I told y'all I'd never let him leave. Congratulations, my guy. So Patrick's happy. Travis Kelce's happy. He's going to become the highest paid tight end in football, and he should. I told you our NFL blitz is you, all right? 404-726-0929.
You ready?
What do you mean, am I ready?
I think this might get a little wild.
What are you talking about?
The callers.
Why?
Because... I think I just have a feeling.
Okay. Well,
let's see.
Let me take a look and see what's going on here. Where's my call screen? Oh, there it is. All right. Let me hold on. Omar, you get us started today. Omar, welcome into 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, tell me your thoughts. Tell me,
what's
have you chilled
up,
out?
Man? What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going on, Omar?
Check this out. I got two examples, so don't interrupt me. I got two examples. Okay. The Jets signed Aaron Rodgers last year, right?
Yes.
And I don't know how much they paid him in that contract.
A lot of money. Go ahead.
A lot. More than $20 million, right?
Yes.
And you were saying insurance, right?
Yes.
So how did that work out for them last year, that money they gave him for last year?
Well, he wasn't the insurance policy. He was supposed to be the starter. The actual insurance policy was Zach Wilson, who they drafted in as a bust, and they traded away. He was supposed to be the guy.
Okay, that's my fault. So they can't get that money from last year back, right?
The Jets? No.
Yeah, the Jets.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We talking about $45 million that if Kirk Cousins go down this year, the same way that Aaron Rodgers goes down,
okay,
that's $45 million that people crying about that we would lose just like the Jets. This is my next example.
So you're saying you like
Minnesota.
The pick. You like the pick is what you're saying.
I love the pick.
Okay.
I love the
Thank
pick.
You. Go ahead.
If a car loan company will give you a greater interest rate on their money if you got gap insurance.
It's true.
Think about this. Minnesota was a playoff team before Kirk Cousins went down last year, right?
He was.
They were a playoff team.
Yes. 8 weeks he played great.
They led the division. Kirk Cousins go down, they have to trade
for a quarterback. That's right.
For a quarterback. Did they go to the playoffs?
No.
How did that work out for them?
Thank you, Omar. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
No.
Two great examples. Thank you. And by the way,
no.
I don't want to rehash this. Hold on, Turtle. I got to mention this. I know you're frustrated because these smart people are going to be calling all day. These Dukes and Bell listeners.
There's no way Jaren Hall can come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
That's exactly where I was going to go, Oren. Oren, you read my mind. Oren, you know what? We right here. Me and you, dude. We right here. I know you just
ripped him apart for the entire show for agreeing with me.
Well, I was just talking about that soundbite right there. That soundbite. You guys remember Cousins goes down? They trade for Alpharetta's own Joshua Dobbs, and that dude gets off the plane and beats us. To Omar's point, it's just a great example, Turtle. All right, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Two things to that. You know what would have helped to not beat us last year in those games? A stud defensive end or a lockdown cornerback. And second of all, Carl, if Kirk Cousins goes down, it's over.
I don't want to
hear about Zach Wilson and Jaren Hall and Josh Dobbs. There is no backup quarterback that takes the Falcons. Let's say it's week 9 of the NFL season and they're 7-2 and they're rolling. If Kirk Cousins goes down, Michael Penix Jr., a rookie who at that point wouldn't have played football in 8 months because he's been sitting behind Kirk Cousins
He'll be ready.
To be thrust into the starting job and lead you to, let's not lose sight of this, by the way, the original expectations of bringing in Kirk Cousins Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not happening. Anyone who calls in and says that you bring in Michael Penix Jr. as an insurance. Michael Penix Jr.
Yes.
as an insurance policy for Kirk Cousins, you are missing the plot entirely.
Listen, I use that as an example just to be a little bit clear for folks who are foggy right now. He is the future is what he is. But if you're going to tell me that you wouldn't throw him into the fire, God forbid. And by the way, Kurt, I know you're listening. We're not hoping you get hurt. It's just a conversation, all right? I don't want his people. I know they all listen. I'm not trying to get anybody ticked off. We hope you are healthy for the entire season, and we do everything the Turtle's talking about. But if you don't, we have to discuss that scenario. And here's the deal. You don't take him at 8 and not trust him to go take the team where you need to go. People, if we weren't in this situation, he'd be your starter right now. We have the luxury for him to sit and learn. It's a beautiful thing. All right, Brian, Michael, we're coming back. We're taking more of your calls. Brian, Michael, Jacob. Another Michael. You want to call in, you can.
Let me ask you one question before we go to break. Real quick. Simple answer. If the Falcons didn't sign Kirk Cousins, drafted Michael Penix, and he was the starter going into the season, would they still be favored over the Bucs to win the division?
No, because there are different expectations for rookies. There just is.
Okay.
C.J. Stroud is an anomaly. But if you're going to tell me this kid comes in, he's learning 9 weeks into the season, which was your scenario, we're 7-2. God, I hope so. And then I don't hope Kirk goes down. But if that was to happen and then he steps in, I feel comfortable with that. I'm fine.
But then why are the expectations different if he comes in the middle of the season as opposed to starting?
Because it is about learning. It is about taking it all in. This is not an easy thing to do to just step in and take team to playoffs. All right, we're coming back. More of your calls. Brian, Michael, Burn, all you guys, we're going to grab you. Tell me you've chilled out a little bit over the weekend about this draft. It's Dukes and Bell.
No.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, sometimes I wonder about whether there is a true connection between this show, you and I, Mike and I,
And seeing your tweets and text messages today absolutely tells me 100% that the smart Dukes and Bell fans get it. That you guys understand exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to this draft. I just got another text. I mean, the texts are flying in. Turtle is in for Mike today. Oren is apparently teaming up with Turtle. And I just got another text from the wonderful Katie who says, by the way, I'm with you. I've chilled. And then she said, Turtle, I pray we are 7-2 with an uninjured Kirk Cousins. And when Penix gets his shot, he's going to crush it. That's what we're talking about, Atlanta. Stop worrying about all this other stuff that's this fodder that's going on around the country that has you in a tizzy. We're fine.
You called not having a starting cornerback and a representative defensive line on the edge like superfluous crap?
Okay. Rook, Braylon, Brandon. Come on, Turtle.
Do those guys can you please give me an honest answer?
Yes.
Those guys that you just named, do Rook. They combine for more than 10 sacks this season?
Oh, well, here's the deal. Yes, I believe Trice and Brandon Dorless. Yes, I would tell you they do. Combined? Yeah. Absolutely. And by the way, JD Bertrand, welcome home. This kid captain at Notre Dame, like, has the makeup. He's one of these guys that you're going to be like, I don't know if he can play. And he's going to be making plays. Like, I like that pick a lot. And again, you know, a fifth-round pick, but he led the team in tackles, like, every year.
I don't think it's a question with that particular pick.
That's a good pick, man.
If he can play. Because I think if you've watched Notre Dame last year.
He can play.
You know he can play. But again, Carl, when you have Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, you have a linebacker core that's maybe top five in the league. At that position when you drafted him, that was not a need. You don't need another linebacker right now.
Of course you do.
You have three studs that are starting right now.
Until you don't, you've got to think ahead. This is part of the Penix situation. We've got to have forward thinking, Atlanta. We're always reacting to crap. We're always behind. We have to be forward-thinking when it comes to these things. And for the first time, we do this, and then you guys don't like it.
No, but it's not forward. It would be forward-thinking.
It is.
If you had a complete roster on defense. That's what this is all predicated on. And everybody that's giving me crap on Twitter, at C Thomas Radio,
keep
and trust
it.
Me, Carl, I'm
keep
getting a lot of it.
Good, keep
I'm
doing it.
I'm joking with Carl. Every time I refresh Twitter, I have 15 new notifications of men and women in my messages and in my timeline telling me that I don't know from a hole in the wall. But what I'm trying to tell everybody out there is why I'm concerned is because you're making all of these moves, Dorless, Trice, without a complete defensive roster in front of you. You're spackling together excess at different positions when you have glaring holes at other ones. It doesn't make sense. You can't build a house without a foundation first. We're trying to hang a new shiny chandelier from the living room when the foundation isn't done yet. That's what you're doing by drafting a JD Bertrand. That's what you're doing by moving up for Aurora. That's what those positions are. They're the chandelier. They're not the foundation. We need the foundation of the defense.
Wait, D line, edge. These are foundational pieces.
In the third round. In the fourth round.
These are foundational pieces.
Oh, Carl.
Are you willing to tell me? Do you know how many stars? See, this is why I can't get to the phone calls. Because you, every time I want to go, all right, let's get to the next call, you just keep coming. You just won't stop. Do you know how many stars in the National Football League have come out of the third, the fourth, and fifth rounds? I mean, forget about the first round. Like, if you just want to do an exercise one day, Atlanta, go look up how many guys in the third, fourth, and fifth round. Most of these rosters are made up of those guys. First round guys flame out.
But
it's
you don't
ridiculous.
Plan for that. But the difference is, Carl, you don't plan for that. Whereas at number eight, you plan for a guy to come in and be a day one starter. At
he's
pick
going to
43,
be. He's going to be.
You Michael Penix is going to be a day one star. Are we breaking news here?
No, he's going to be a starter when his time comes.
Okay. At number 43, you plan for a guy to come in and be a day one impact player. Round four, you're hoping the guy comes in and contributes and grows. That's their role on the team, not a star.
All right.
All right, let's talk to Brian. Okay. Brian, I want to get to some of your calls because, listen, this Turtle just keeps coming. He won't stop because he's still upset because these guys weren't in his mock draft. Brian, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man? Love the show.
Thank you, Brian.
I really do. Listen to it all the time. Carl, I bet you 99% of the time I am with you, man, with your takes on everything that I listen to you talk about. I'm sorry, man. I can't do it today. Hear me out. We were told this is a win now year. We're going after. We're getting Cousins in here. We got to win now. This is our chance. And now we're going 4 years from now, assuming that Kirk Cousins plays well. We're gonna try to find somebody to put on the other side of AJ Terrell. Not sure who that's gonna be yet. We don't even know if we're guaranteed. Isn't this Terrell's last year contract year?
Yeah, they got to make a decision. Yes,
they got to make a decision there. So are we going to, you know, like you guys referenced, we saw Dobbs come in here, didn't even know the plays. They're trying to figure out, you know, snap counts on the sideline mid-game, and they were able to beat us. What have we really done to help our defense out? I mean, are we going to be able to stop a Brock Purdy-led offense, a Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, hell, even a Mayfield-led offense this year? I mean, I'm assuming we're going to try to outscore them. But I'm not sure that we have what it's going to take to compete with these other teams in the NFC. Thankfully, we're arguably in the worst division in the NFC. But if we're going to compete with these other, you know, top tier teams in the conference, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it.
Thank you for your phone call. Thank you for listening. Very well thought out phone call. The goal,
agreed.
The goal is still to win now. That has not changed because of what happened in this draft. Please do not let that nonsense influence you that the Falcons somehow, okay, have changed the ultimate goal. I want you guys to be Raheem Morris for a second. I want you guys to be Terry Fontenot, all right? You think they're not trying to win now? Seriously. Like, you think they're not trying to win right now? This is Ross' second and maybe his last chance to be a head coach in the National Football League. If this goes wrong and he screws this up, guess what? He may be an assistant, but he ain't getting another shot.
That's the confusing part, though, Carl. We understand and we know that they want to win now.
Do we, though? Because
that happens.
Because we act like that when Brian says we were supposed to win now. That hasn't changed. That didn't go away because of the weekend and we drafted some guys you didn't know. That is still the goal. As far as, let me say this, and this is not today's conversation. This is down the road. I think they have a plan. Psst, psst. And I think there are tons of free agent cornerbacks that potentially are interested, and they're going to fill the void, and I don't think this is going to be as big of a problem. Right now, I'm trying to figure out this draft and where these guys are and who can really help us, and I'm looking at this class, and I'm just sick of the rest of the country saying how this is not good. Someone tell me how. Let me tell you a quick story, and then we'll get to Michael. I told this to Orin and Turtle today. So when J.J. Watt was picked by the Houston Texans, coming out of Wisconsin, Turtle, nobody knew who he was. People were PO'd about, you're taking a guy in the top 10 out of Wisconsin? He can't play. No one knew. He got there. He showed out. He's got Hall of Fame credentials, and now he's beloved. And I'm only sharing that with you because you don't know. I'm sorry. You just don't. You can't look me in the face right now and tell me what Rook or Braylon Trice or Brandon Dorless is going to be. You can't tell me what Michael Penn. We don't know. So you're more upset about the fact that they didn't take the guy you thought they should than the guys they got. That's what we're arguing about? Atlanta, we got to get over this, man. We got to chill and just say, hey, we got a shot to do something. Let's let these guys figure it out. I know you don't like some of these picks. Okay, fine. You didn't like the Zion pick, the defensive lineman out of UGA?
Zion lose, yeah.
You liked that in the sixth round? Was that a necessity? I mean, like, let's see what happens. And that's where I'm at with this whole ordeal about how bad this is. This is not a bad draft.
Real quick before we get to our next caller, I thought Brian made a really good point. I just want to highlight it. I'm just going to give you a list of names. Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. You have, let's see, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield again, and you have, let's see what Jaden Daniels, rather, can do in Washington. Those are the quarterbacks the Atlanta Falcons are facing next year.
Mm.
You got to have a defense that can compete with
them. Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, that's a valid point. Because especially when you mentioned Patrick Mahomes there, I forgot they were on the schedule. We do not know what the schedule looks like yet. That's going to come in May, but we will find out. All right, Michael, thank you for holding. Let's take Michael real quick here. Michael, thank you so much. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Have you chilled out or no?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I would like to say this. I feel that it was absolutely genius what they did in the draft and that they are visionaries. Bottom line is they shored up the defense to create pressure up the middle and from other areas, even linebackers, that'll get the quarterback off his spot and disrupt their rhythm and the timing of plays. Not only that, we improved immensely over where we have been. We improved our offense and our defense by getting someone who can deliver the football. And I love it. We got a good quarterback, promising quarterback that is gifted for to come, if needed, soon, but in his time. So I'm very happy about it. The bottom line is this. These guys are about a team. It's about team. It's not about individuals.
Great phone call. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you. I thought that was Cat Williams for a minute, Orin. The way he said, visionary. They're visionaries. I thought it was Cat Williams for a second. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that was Cat calling in for a second.
Cat hated that draft too, Carl. Let's be real.
I think Cat's got his mind on some other things rather than the Falcons draft right now, though.
Didn't he run like a 4.7 40 though, or something like that?
Hey, can he backpedal? Can he play corner?
Because when he said that, I was like, Cat, don't run.
Hey, can you imagine Cat lining up against Drake London and just getting him off his game by telling him yo mama jokes at the line of scrimmage?
I thought that was Cat, y'all. I'm serious. The rhythm and the timing. They're visionaries. Good stuff, Michael. Seriously. All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. I'm assuming, it's just us three today. Mike is out today. You got yeah, man, no, man?
We'll do some yeah, man, no, man.
All right, man. All right. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. More of your thoughts on the way.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Orin behind the glass, our engineer.
I am the conduit to the fans' frustration, Carl.
Yeah, I see that.
That's what I am today.
Connor Riley's going to join us here in about 15 minutes. How many dogs went in the draft? We'll recap, and then we'll get back into some more conversation about the totality of our draft, not just Michael Penix Jr. And I thought Michael's call before the break there was excellent. Everybody's called in today. Again, really well thought out, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys reaching out to us. This is what we do, right? We talk through things. We work through things together. And by the way, if we are terrible, God forbid, we're also going to be counseling each other when the season starts, because that's where we've been the last 7 years, and I'm just so over it. I want to be talking about a winning team and a winning organization and a winning culture, and I know that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to build. So I didn't feel as bad as many people did about this draft, but I also know there's a lot of crap out there. We'll get back into it. Big O, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle is hanging out with me, which means Big O has Yeah Man, No Man. Get some Hey Man L. Last night, buddy of mine, D.A. Amendolora, he does a show on Sirius Satellite Radio. He does a Sunday show, and he was promoting the beer. And literally, live time, there were people like, hey, I didn't know that. I want to get some brew. So go check it out. As I said, you can get it at any Publix in the state of Georgia, Bullock's, Total Wine. All the mom-and-pop stores pretty much carry it now. And look out for the Hey Man Ale Watermelon Lime, which should be out. I know we've got a new batch coming out, but it should be back in stores here fairly quickly. Speaking of...
Beam me up, by the way, Carl.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. DA's
yeah, that's right.
Signature catchphrase.
That
there.
Is correct.
Was his buddy Babchick on the show with you guys?
Babchick was not there.
Oh, that's a funny... You want to talk about a funny guy?
Yeah.
That's a funny guy.
He.
You know who he's kind of like? He's like, if you took all of Abe's quirks... And, like, put him under a microscope and, like, magnified him and turned it up to, like, 11. That's what this guy Mike Babchick is.
That's what he is? Now, Babs was not there, but, yeah, man, he's got a host of guys. I told him I'd send him some brew, but he was promoting it, and so I'm just letting you guys know it's that time. Get some. Speaking of drinking, man, you have anything to drink this weekend?
Oh, boy, did I. Wasn't going to let that Falcons draft get in the way of a fun weekend.
Really? You're blaming it on the draft?
I'm blaming it on the draft.
All right.
No, there's a cool little spot downtown Decatur. I'm not far from downtown Decatur. Cool little spot there called Leon's, and they were having their 15th year anniversary party. And wifey worked down the street from Leon's for a while back in the day, so she's been to Leon's. I waited tables for a long time, and Leon's had a really cool like after hours menu you could go and get. So very familiar with it, but both decided to go up there and had a special drink menu for the day. And Big O got it in.
Well, what's that mean?
Big O got it in to the tune of like a lot. A lot of booze.
Double digits are we talking?
We're talking.
Wow.
See, I have become, I went to New Orleans a couple years ago and stayed the Monteleone. And they have the rotating carousel bar, but they also have signature cocktails. One of them is the Vucaré that they
Ooh.
Do. Vucaré with
Vucaré.
Sazerac and some brandy and some cognac. Throw a little sweet vermouth in there.
Oh, you're done.
Oh, that sounds dangerous,
you're
man.
Done.
And you had 10 of those things?
Probably close to that, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, had quite a few of those. Had quite a few old fashions. It just they're so good. They're so good.
You just can't have one.
I can't just have one, man. Like, I got to have. And then when you find a spot, especially a drink, too, that's not native to the city you live in, when you find a spot that makes a good one, like, I got to keep having these. So shout out to the bartenders at Leon's, man, for throwing a great anniversary party. And, getting old Oren over here pretty lit Saturday night there, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. No. Listen, enjoy yourself. I'm glad y'all had a good
grandma
time.
Grandma was watching baby.
She okay.
took Franklin to church the next morning. So, So wifey and I got to sleep in, and you know, it was great.
That's awesome.
We were responsible. We were very responsible parents who both got very lit Saturday night.
Well, congratulations. Listen, any place has been around like 15 years.
Yeah.
That's an achievement these days.
In this climate, too, especially in this climate, too. So.
That's awesome.
I'm going to say this before I hit my audio. Just this one thing about the Falcons draft. I was joking about, you know, drinking to get over my frustrations, but we all want the same thing here. Whether it's through the draft or whatever, like, we want them to win next year. we all have maybe differing opinions on how that's going to happen, but we all want the same result. We want them to win, whether we feel they didn't do enough in the draft to address it or they did enough in the draft to address it. The end result is everybody that is a Falcons fan wants to see this team win because we are frustrated with 7-10 seasons and not making the playoffs. So you can come at Turtle, you can come at Carr, you can come at me.
Oh, they're not coming at me.
Well, they're not coming. They're kind of coming at you, Carr. Yeah.
They actually are listening to me. They understand. But yes, you say that, but then I hear all this. I'm looking at you, Turtle, this nonsense about what they did in the draft. Are we truly on the same page? Are we all wanting the same thing?
Because
I think there's a lot of phoniness going on right now.
Carl, if I didn't want them to win, I would have just came on the air and just said, yeah, you know, whatever, we'll see what happens. Mm. No, I'm coming on here and passionately defending my points as to why I feel like the Falcons took two lefts at Albuquerque instead of making the right decisions in the draft.
And even though they took those turns, Turtle still wants the end result to be, now, as it stands right now, maybe we don't feel like it's headed the right direction. But we want them to get there. The problem I have with this Penix pick, and this is my last point about this, I swear.
Okay.
Is that
– I've heard that before.
Yeah. You're the in order to see him play this year, something has to happen. And I mean something has to happen bad. In order to see him on the field this year, something bad has to happen.
Unless it's mop-up duty in a blowout.
That's the only time you're going to see him. Only time you're going to see him. The most extensive action they'll have probably is going to be in the preseason. So if something bad happens this year – then we'll see Penix. The best case scenario for him, for your first round pick, your eighth overall pick, is that he won't see the field for meaningful action for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. That's a lot to kind of not have that eighth pick do. Just sit and wait.
How long did Jordan Love sit?
I understand he's one of those years, they didn't make the playoffs. One of those years, he was sitting and waiting either.
But
the Packers didn't have glaring needs at two premium defensive positions.
That's not the point. People were PO'd about them not going out and getting Aaron Rodgers' help. As a matter of fact, that's why Aaron was mad, right? Well, he was mad because they didn't tell him.
Yeah,
but he was also mad because they didn't go out and get him help, allegedly on offense, and he needed wide receivers, et cetera. How long did Jordan Love sit? Guys, there's nothing we can do about how this timetable plays out. But to not support it and to tell me it's terrible, I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't support it and it's terrible.
Okay. I don't know where that's coming from.
It's going to be tough for me as a fan to know that our eighth overall pick, in the best case scenario, does not play meaningful downs for us for 2 years.
Do you know the record of that Packers team before they drafted Jordan Love?
Yeah, they had 13 wins, I think.
13-3.
Yeah. And then the next year they had 13 wins. Guess what they did? Guess what they won? I mean, it's not about what they did on the field. It's the plan. The plan for them and the succession plan has worked. It's worked. Now, I don't know if it'll work for us. But this forward-thinking thing, I love it. I love finally having somebody say, you know what, we're not going to wait until Cousins gets hurt, Big O. We're not going to wait, God forbid, not wishing that, until we don't have a quarterback and we've got to get back into the draft and figure something out, and then we're giving away the farm. Three first-round picks to potentially get into the top five. We don't have to do that. So I'm digging it from that standpoint. Again, I do not know how good Michael Penix is going to be. All I can tell you is from the scouts that I talked to leading up to the draft, which is why I told you they really liked him and they could possibly take him, a lot of people are high on him. And that means hopefully good things for us. Outside of that, I can't see that far. Neither can you.
And you're right. Moving right along here, we had a great, great weekend of NBA basketball action.
Woo!
A lot of great basketball games, especially yesterday. Knicks and Sixers played a game in Philadelphia where Philly was up and then they lost late. It was in Philadelphia, but it was like this weird sort of like – just a lot of Knicks fans were there yesterday.
There was. I saw Braylon Johnson. Braylon. I'm thinking about our draft. Braylon Trice. Brunson.
Yes.
High-fiving with guys in the – and I was like, those aren't 76er fans.
Those are Knicks fans.
Yeah.
Knicks fans. It was noticeable to the point where Joel Embiid actually talked about it after the game.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. You know, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
Yeah, man, no, man. Joel Embiid calling out the city of Philadelphia fans for not showing up yesterday for the basketball game.
I think he's right, Turtle. And listen, I love when stars want that support from their hometown and their home fan base. Listen, we talk about this all the time. Nobody should come into our city and take it over. I know we have fans from all over the city, all over the country. Everybody tried to tell me, you know, when I got to Atlanta, well, this is a city, everybody's from somewhere else. Well, so is somebody else in Dallas and in L.A. Everybody's from somewhere else. It's rare where you have homegrown people that's a majority of the population. Listen, business has changed all of that. People move for jobs and industry and all kinds of things. But if your teams, if they become your teams, Turtle, I think it's got to, you can't have somebody come in and take it over. So I was a little surprised at that. I'm glad you pointed that out, Big O, because I did see a lot of New York fans and I saw them slapping high fives and stuff. I agree with Embiid. Yeah, man.
I know we got to run, so I'm going to make this short and sweet, Carl. How's that long-term process working out, Oren?
Jeez. Really? Really? You gonna talk about the Sixers and all those number one picks that they blew?
They had a long-term plan. How's it working out?
You know what? You are the most negative person today. That's what you are right now.
Today, because they deserve it.
You are the most negative. They don't deserve anything.
If they took Latu,
they didn't do anything
and
wrong.
Cooper DeJean in the first two rounds.
Oh, you feel better because you know
I would come in here blowing smoke, rainbows, unicorns, and butterflies out of my tuchus to support this team in the direction that they took it. Instead, this is what you get.
You know, they did take a dog. We'll talk to Connor Riley coming up. How many dogs went in the draft? Did they land in the right spots? It's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I see Zion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.